Talking about the Mishnah on Yud Alef Amud Aleph. Hareini Nozer Amanash Hei Shoyse Yayin Umatam Alameisim. I'm a Nozer, but I want to make a condition. Am I in a series? Or I want to make an exception, and I'm allowed to drink wine, or I'm allowed to give Umatam Alameisim. So he hasn't really, truly been Mekabel all of the Naziris. So we have three choices. Either he's not a Nozer at all, because he hasn't been Mekabel properly. He's a Nozer with an exception, or he's a Nozer totally. He's not the Mishnah, he's a Nozer, Rosa Bekulon. So he said a Reini Nozer, so that's Chal. And he cannot accept himself from the responsibilities, he needs a full Nozer. Okay, second case. Yidei Anishigesh Naziris. Aleni Yidei Eshah Nozer Oseh B'Yayin. So, and they point out to him, it says, you know, well, Nozer Oseh B'Yayin. He says, well, I didn't realize that. So, Horeza Oser, he was Mekabel Naziris, so that's it. Reb Shimon Mater. Reb Shimon is Mater, that case. The Mor is going to discuss the difference in that in the first case. Third case, Yidei Anisha Nozer Oseh B'Yayin. I know Naziris is, and I know that Nozer Oseh B'Yayin. Al Sarah Yisei Shechom Matirim Li. Ibnesh Ein Ani Yochol Lichyos Ela B'Yayin. Ibnesh Ani Kober Esa Mason. I thought I was going to get an exception because I can't live without wine, or because my job, my pronos is to be Kober Mason. And so I need that as an exception. So the Mishnah raised a mutter. So that case is the Naziris is not Chal. Reb Shimon Oyser. Reb Shimon says the case is also. So we're going to say what happened. What's the difference in the second case and the third case? So the Mor's going to grapple with that. Zok the Rosh. Hareza Nozer Vosa Bekulam. Rabbanan L'tamal Darmer Liel. Afil another Elamin HaChatzanim Nozer Mekulam. So we had before that even though a person only undertook a partial Naziris, he becomes Oser in everything. Of any day, Shanozer Oser B'Yayin. Vein Mekabel Alay Lay Oser B'Yayin. And I did not mean to Mekabel in Iser Yayin. So Zot HaRosh, V'nir Ali, D'loy Zu Av Zu Katani. Once you know the first case, the second case should be is true as well. And the Mishnah is saying, D'loy Zu Av Zu. I'm sorry, what's the second case? The first case is obvious, but we're saying the first case is true, and not only that, even the second case is true. The Reisha, Shohir Deya, Shanozer, Oser B'Yayin, Vari Arminan, Deim Nozer, L'Chatzoyin, V'Oser B'Kulon. I would say, listen, he was Mekabel Naziris, he knew that that's what it is. He wanted to get an exception, but I'm sorry, you're Mekabel Naziris, it includes everything. Deim Nozer, L'Chatzoyin. Abba B'Seifa, Habi K'mar Neder Betos. We could argue in the second case he should not be Nozer at all because there's a mistake over here. Why? We could have argued that the person would not mean to be Mekabel Naziris under these circumstances, and therefore it should be that it's not that he's Oser in everything, it's that he's Mutter in everything. So the Mishnah, even in that case, he's a Nozer and he's Oser. Okay. Now, in that case, the Pasuk of Shimon is Matar. We go back in the first at the first case. The more before we had before in Daf Gimel Beis, Shimon said Asher Yozem Mikulon. Because of Shimon, he's only knows if he's Mekabel everything. So in this case, second case of Shimon is Matar because he wasn't Mekabel for Naziris. What about the first case? So the Gemara is going to say an argument whether Shimon argues in the first case as well. That's going to be a deal in the Gemara. Okay, last case. So the Gemara is assuming right now in the beginning what he's saying was that I would get a Hatoris Naziris on this part of the Naziris. V'kach enu mekabel olel. So obviously not be mekabel. It's v'chim parakul gemara. V'amarta reisher also Reb Shimon amater. So why in case number 3 did the Chacham say mutter, Reb Shimon says osir? In case number 2 the Chacham say osir, Reb Shimon says mutter. The more is assuming in the Gemara's question, the bottom of the Yom, but the more is going to ask, like the Mamash is the exact same case. The point is the person is arguing that his Naziris, he wasn't Makabal full Naziris. He did not mean to be Makabal that part. So that's the Mor's kasha at the bottom of the Yom. So Mamash should be like Mamash flipped around. Okay, so now the Mor grapples with case number 1. Why doesn't Reb Shimon argue in case number 1? So why doesn't Reb Shimon argue in the first case that according to the Chachamim a partial Kabbalah and Zeris makes a person a Noser, and according to Reb Shimon it says Ashi Yosem Mikulon, he has to be Mekabel everything for the Zeris to take effect. So where's Reb Shimon in the first case? So I'm Reb Shimon Levi Cholakot Reb Shimon Aparesha. So Reb Shimon Levi says that Reb Shimon's argument is going on the first case as well. And the way you read the Mishnah is it says case number 1, case number 2, and then Reb Shimon says his matter is really going back on both. And that's the correct way to understand the Mishnah. Okay, comes Ravina, and Ravina says Amar Bereisha Lepolig Reb Shimon. In the Reisha, Reb Shimon agrees that he's a full Nozer. Okay. Reb Shimon says he has to be Yozem Mikulon. So why should you agree in the Reisha? Reisha Lepolig Reb Shimon, my time. Reb Shimon, the Haverly Masla Mashakosa Batera. Call a Masla Mashakosa Batera. So no, Boto. Okay. So this is a... Even if a person would make a language of Tanai, Reb Shimon's din is that a person has to be Makabal everything. So in the case number 2, the person says, you know, when I was Makabal, I didn't understand that this is part of the Kabbalah, so I only meant to be Makabal A and B and not C. So Reb Shimon says he's not a Nozer. In the Reisha, he says the words Amanash Sheheshay Sayayin. So he's making a Tanai in the Naziris. But you cannot make a Tanai in the Naziris. That's being Masa Mashakasa Batara. And one of the rules we learn out from the Tanayim is that there are rules in how a Tanai works. So Masa Mashakasa Batara, Tanai Batal.
Like, well, he says similarly, well, like he didn't, you know, just like the second case, it's sort of any Yodeya. This is also the fact that you came to the mouse of Mashakos Batorah is also sort of an any Yodeya. There's no that halacha.
Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference. In other words, the point is, over here, the more saying, Reb Shimon's yisoid was that when the person from Makabal and Zeros has to be Makabal A, B, and C. Yayin, Tuma, and Taglachas. It's been Makabal all three things. Right? So if he's only if a person says explicitly, I'm only being Makabal A and B and not C, he wasn't Makabal to be Naziris, because Naziris means all three things, and he wasn't Makabal that. Over here, the person says, Reni Nozer. I'm a Nozer, which is the Torah's definition. I want to make a Tanai. So that's the rule. So the Tanai is not effective. It's like we discussed over there, Exubis. Tosis asks, the issue over there is, let's say, Mashal Shakaz Batara. So as it says, but the person says, I'm a Kaddish and Isha, I'm a Nas, I don't have a Chiyah of Sherek Susu Aino. So the Torah says that a person, when he marries a woman, he's Chayim and Sherek Susu Aino, says, I'm a Kaddish, sure, but I'm a Nas, I'm not a Chayim in these three things. So the Mor says, so could be the chiyuv of sharing ksus, which is mamonis, mashal kasav b'tara becomes the mamonis ischal. But the chiyuv arno is iser, and it's not effective. So he's married and he's chayiv in either sharing ksus or arno. Davar shemamon sin al chayim or not? That's the din of the gemara. Fine. Tosha says I don't understand. The person made a tanai kafel because that both tanai needs tanai kafel. So the person said like this, and we require that tanai is karam l'maisa, hang karam l'lav. So the phrase that the person actually said was, if I'm not chayav shekh susa, what, I'm marrying you. And if I am chayav shekh susa, I'm not marrying you. That's what he said. So loch is that he's married, he's chayav shekh susa. I mean, come on. He said explicitly, if I'm chayav, if I'm not chayav, I'm going to marry you. And if I am chayav, I'm not going to marry you. So Tosfos says, yeah, because Tanoim are not a logic. Tanoim are learned from Bnei Gad and Reuven, because we said that that's a person who's a Maaseh Kedushin. He's married. Right? So a person says, you know, I don't want to marry, and then he marries her. He married her. So without the Parsha of Tanoim, that's what exactly what would happen. So I'm not marrying, I don't agree to marry her. And then he marries her. So he married her, and he's chai, whatever the Kedushin is. Can the parasha of Tanoim, it says you can be mevatel through a Tanai. Well, there's rules what you can be mevatel. You can't be masa, mashal kasa batara. So the person is already nozer, I'm a nas. So that's it. Already nozer makes him a nozer, which means A, B, and C. But I'm a nas he could have said I'm a nas that it rains tomorrow. That could have been the Tanai. He could have said I'm a nas. But Yisr Gomer, by the way, there's you don't need Tanai Kofel. Even not Tanai Kofel, the Tanai works. It's only my moment is that you need Tanai Kofel. Excuse me. But it still goes with the Tol Tanai. So Rosh Hashanah says, I agree with that. So the word says, watch out, Rishu ben Levi. Klole Tanai. Fred the Markash, Rav Shimon Levi. So Rav Shimon Levi says Rav Shimon argues in the first case, it's a masa mashal kasa b'tara. So Amar Lecha, Hay Amanas kechutz dami. If he would have said Amanas, if we understand Amanas as a Tanai, you're right. So when it goes with rules of Tanoim, so that's. That makes then Rishim should be made. But it's not really an amanas, it's really a chutz. Right? When I'm reaching into the maisa itself and I'm saying that this is the definition of how I want the maisa to take effect, what I'm really saying is I want to exclude X from my Kabbalah. So that's a chutz. It's not a tonight. So Rishim, when the case of a chutz, Rishim says it doesn't work. Thank you, Moshe Ravino. Amar already knows Amanasha A. Shosayayin, Matamal Mesim, Rezim Nozer, Vasa Bakulon, Mimneshu Masa, Moshe Kosabatar, Machal Masa, Moshe Kosabatar, Tanobot. So the Bryce says clearly we look at this as a Tanai, and it goes with the rules of Tanoyim that you cannot be Masa, Moshe Kosabatar. Dr. Rush, Mishum Dahabi Kamasa, Moshe Kosabatar. Kiman Sha'amar Balash and Amanas, the Miyak Sha'amar Hareni Nozer, Chalalov called Dini Nozer. When a person says Hareni Nozer, he's a Nozer. He comes to Amanas, Umatal Tanai Ben Zirusoi, Loi Mahani, because the Masna Amasha Kosta Batarahu. Now, I don't know whether you have this or ghost Kolol Yo up here, Shirosh. You have that on your page.
Yeah, I do.
Which?
This is a ghost Kol Elio up here, Shirosh.
I got
Eschezik
Shlomo.
Okay. Anyway, so there's an aura over here like this, right? So the way the Rush presents it. The language of the Mishnah is exactly as the person said it. Hareni Nozer, Amanasha, Yishar Shayai. So it's not the Rush. As soon as he says Hareni Nozer, he's a Nozer. So the deeper is the Chal immediately. And then he's trying to make a Tanai. Well, you cannot make a Tanai, Amanasha Kosa Batar. So that's the Rush seems to learn it's Kima Shamar Belosh and Amanas, Demiyai Kishamar Reni Nozer, Kalal of Kodini Nozer, he can recover Su Amanas, Umatha Tanaim, and Izuzal and Mahani. It means the order was Reni Nozer, boom. Amanas, too late. That's where the Rosh presents it. So he has the aura that the Rosh Hashita is that by Nadorim, Sittis Chal. I told you that by Dini Isser, there's no Din of Tanai Kofel. There is a Machlokas in the Rishonim, how you look at Nadorim. Shavuos are on a maisa, so that's just all it is iser. But in the Dorim, since it's chal on a chayfitz, so it's chal on something, it's just like a davar shem moment. Because there's something that it's effective too, about. So the Rosh Hashita is that by the Dorim, you need Tanai Kofa. And you need Tanai Karama Maisa. If you need Tanai Kofa, you need Tanai Karama Maisa. You need the rules of Tanoim. So Tanoim, the rules of Tanoim are you have to say the yes and the no. You have to say the positive before the negative. And you have to say the Tanai before the Maisa. You have to speak out the Tanai before what you're actually saying. If it rains tomorrow, I'm hearing you. If it not, doesn't rain tomorrow, I'm not marrying you. So he says the Tanai before the Maisa. So according to the Rosh, by Netter, and it could be the Rosh Al Tiv and Meshua, there's a law that you need Mishpatei HaTanoyim, you need the rules of Tanoyim. So he didn't say, according to the Ravina, that the case of Mishpatei was a case of Tanai. According to the Rosh, what he should have actually said was that if I'm not Chayiv in Yayin, I'm becoming a Nozer. And if I am Chayiv in the Yayin, I'm not becoming a Nozer. Good! But he didn't. So you can't say Hareini Nozer, and then he said Almanaz, which is the way the Rosh presents it. That's not what happened according to the Rosh over there. That's his kasha. So it's a kasha on the Rosh. He doesn't say a teretz. Almanaz kechutz dami. So Rishon Levi says it's really functioning as chutz. Hechad bechutz loy havi nozer according to Shimon, but almanaz nami loy havi nozer. Okay. Thank you, Master Ravina. And the Shemasa Moshe Kosta B'Torah. V'Hanukir B'Shimon. Zok the Rosh when the Brisa says Masa Moshe Kosta B'Torah. Who's it needed for? Doesn't need it for the Rabbanon. Because according to Rabbanon, even if we say chutz, he's going to be nazir and chayv everything. We need the argument of Masa Mashkasa B'Torah in Rav Shimon, who holds normally that a partial Kabbalah doesn't work. Zot Brisa, but over here he said it in the language of Tanai, and it does work. The either Rabbanon filo Omer chutz min ayayin havi nazir. Okay. In Rav Shimon Levi. Rav Shimon Levi says that we look at it as a chutz, and the logic is it seems to be very, very logical what he's saying. In other words, most scenarios of Tanai are I'm in Mekabel X, or I'm doing action X, making it some outside condition. If it rains tomorrow, I'm marrying you. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I'm not marrying you. Right? So that's a Tanai. That's there's the Maisa, and there's an outside Tanai coming to try and define whether the Maisa should be effective or not. Over here, the person is saying, "I want the Naziris to be in a certain way. That I don't have to drink. That I'm allowed to drink wine." So even though he said the word Almanaz, what he's really saying is, "I want my Naziris to be exceptional." That's Rav Shimon Levi's argument. Okay. So what about the case I just told you about the case of Kedushin? That clearly the more understands the person Makadosh Yishe Almanaz doesn't have a Chiyuv Sheir Ksus Vayinu. So the more says that works with rules of Tanai. Why? Why do you say it's a chutz? The same way saying over here that the current of Shimon Levi, Almanaz that I can drink wine is called a chutz. So I'm in Kaddish Almanaz, I don't have a Chiyuv Sheir Ksus Vayinu, is a chutz. Not a Tanai. That says it's Kasha Hayamanas Kachutz Dami. I'm just looking at it just because my mom just gave me that case, and it's a fair question. Kilo Amar Reini Nozer, we call Milsa Chutz Min Ayin. Don't have any Nozer. The Rishim and the Binyan Hashem Mikula. We term of all Kaddish is Eish. I'm not saying Allah B'Shek Chutz Vayin. Having been Mekudesh is tonight Batal. Will I ever get Chutz Dami? So Tosfos of Yesh Lomer, the Kabbik Thushin Shiny, the Filo Amar Beferish Chutz Misher Loi Mahani Le Diburoi. They can do Shalach Chatzoyin. According to the Shimon, when a person says by Nazir Chutz, it works. And works that it's not Chal, but it works. So over here, Amanas is like Chutz. By Kedushin, Chutz doesn't work either. Kiyomer Hareyat Mekudeshes, Mekudeshes. Kiyomer Chutz, Misher, La Midikomer. So that the more something like this, that out, as a language of chutz, it doesn't work. Maybe it should work out tonight. Even that doesn't work either. But over here, if the language of chutz, it'll be effective. It'll be effective that the nazir is not chal, but it'll be effective. So Yeshua Levi says that's really what it is. So that's Shimon's argument. Table to the next choice is also just table to the Ravina. The Ha Omar. So the gears over here is the Ki Omar. I'm going to ask Kashin Le Tanai, but like Kermachutz. So it seems to me that the point of the price is simply that this is not a Chutz, it's a Tanai. So then Rav Shimon should be murdered. But the point of the Brisa is not so much that Rav Shimon is murdered or not. The point is that they're having a basic argument. Is this a case of Chutz or Amanas? So the Brisa says it's a case of Amanas, not a case of Chutz. The next step, whether Rav Shimon is murdered, is automatic. The Rosh seems to stress that the point of the Brisa is, you see the Brisa is going in Rav Shimon. It's a right to read it because the price is discussing of Shimon because it's not the gay in the Rabbanan. The current Tosfos is, you don't have to say that. It's much more basic. Ravina and Shimon Levi are having an argument. Is this a case of Chutz or Amanas? The next step is automatic. Well, once it's Amanas, it's Masal Shimon Torah. Shimon is Maida. But so I think the Tosfos, you know, when you learn the Gemara, the Tosfos seems to flow much more easily. Okay. For the Markasha, the last case of the Mishnah. Person knows he's a Nozer, but I thought of the Chumah Mimater. Yayin or Kura, whatever it is, two of the mezim. Yidisha knows also beyond. But Matar Reisha also Rishimin Matar. So Eman Nami Reisha also Rishimin Matar. So we should say over here. Matar Reisha also Rishimin Matar. From Markasha, we should it's mamash the opposite of the previous case. So Morris first answer is Eman Nami raised also Shimon Matar. Senechanami, you're right. We have to change the gears of the Mishnah and flip it around. So case two and case three are the same din. The boy said, "My loyal tape." In other words, no. Really, I can tell you that the sefer is we leave it as is. So now it comes out the sefer is exactly a mirror image of the ratio, meaning case number two. Case number two, the Chachamim say it worked, and Shimon says not. And case number three, the Chachamim say not, and Shimon says yes. So, what's the difference? Hosam Reisha he undertook his Aziris, asking himself on one of the three things. Right. Not Yayin. Right. According to the Chachamim, the Rabbanan the army that feel of Loinos Elam Yachas Ben Havi Nazir is a Ba'asr. It's a Kornar Bonan. Being a Kabbal, a Parsha Naziris works. And he's also in everything. Rav Shimon the Omer Ashi Yazim Mikulon is Mutter. Rav Shimon says no. We darsh it out from a Pasuk that it's only a Nazir if he's Makabal all three parts of Naziris. So that's the ratio. Seifa, the case of the Seifa was the opposite. The Nazir Mikulu. The Ichel Micharim. The person was makabel a full naziris, and then he was matter. He went to the chacham, and he got a taurus naziris and one prat. So what happens? Is that considered he was matter the whole naziris, or he was matter that one thing? Okay. The rabbanon, the amri, I feel the nozer elam eachas mehen. Havi nozer. Current the rabbanon that being makabel one part of nazir is makes him a nozer. Ki mitchel mechadam einayu ishtari. So flipping it around, when you're matter one, the whole nazir is his bottle. I'll explain why in a second. Rav Shimon, the amri achiyosim mekulon. The original Kabbalah needs to be makabel all three things. Ki mitchel nami meyahu, ad mitchel mikulu. Shemachik k'tani reshimen oiser. So the Karadara learns that the argument between reshimen and the rabbanon is in the following. And the Zeros has three parts to it. It has an Isser Yayin, grapes. Okay, we'll call that as one. There's an Isser of Taglachas and an Isser of Tumas Mace. According to Rabbanan, it's one unit. There's not three Isser. There's something called a Nazir, which has three Halachas. So if you're Makabal and the Zeros, so automatically you have all three Halachas. Rav Shimon learns that it's three different parts, three different dinim. There's an Isser Yayin, there's an Isser Tumah, and there's an Isser Taglachas. The parish of Nazir, you only call the Nazir and you have all three. So a person can make a Neder, not to be Matam on the Mason, that's not Naziris. But when he is a Nazir, the Pshat, when he's undertaken three different things, he becomes a Nazir. So Dr. Shimon, Ashiyos Mikulon, you're not a Nazir. So to call him, there's no three things. There's something called a nazir, which has three halachas. So you're makabel to be a nazir. You're a nazir. Well, I'm only a nazir one thing. Once you're a nazir, you're a nazir. So Shimon says you have to makabel all three. If I'm going to say you can makabel any one, you're automatically you're a nazir. Working backwards, according to the Chachamim, if in the Zeros is all three, once you're a matter one of the three, you're not a nazir anymore because a nazir is all three. So if you effectively broken the Naziris for one of them, you're not a Nazir anymore. According to Shimon, the Naziris is three separate things. So he's a Nazir with all three did him. Now one of them, he's Matris, that one is Mutter, the others remain Nazir. So according to Shimon, the Hatorah of one of Hagufa, the Shimon says the original Kabbalah needs three, works the opposite, that the Hatorah of one is a valid Hatorah of the one and not of the other two. And according to the comment that a Kabbalah of one automatically means all three, so a breaking of one means a breaking of all three. And that's Shat and Gemara. Okay. The boy Seima, a third way to learn the Mishnah. Is we're dealing with a totally separate issue. This person comes along and says, I said, Kabbalah Naziris, and I believed that the Chomer have to be Matar Yayin for me because I can't live without Yayin. Okay. So, Nidre Oinsin Kamiflagi. What we're dealing with over here is that he argues that a person makes a netter. Now the case over there is a person makes a netter that believing that X is going to be true, and then an oinus occurs and X is not true. So he never really meant to make in practice all the conditions were met, but it was only met through an oinus. For example, a person Reuven comes to Shimon and says, "Please, I want you to join me for the meal." And Shimon says, "I'll join you." He says, "I don't believe you. You always said no. You said no." Says, "Hey, you know what?" Shimon says, "If I don't join for the meal, I'm going to yasser and pay his ex." So this is his way of being ma'ames, his dibur. Then that he doesn't join the meal because of oinus. Oinus happens and he can't join the meal. So he never meant to be makabel under those circumstances. So the Tanai was fulfilled. Bonus. So that's called the Nazir, the Neder is not Chal. That's called Nidri Yonsen. The Shaila is, do you need to go through the Torah process or not? I mean, the rice is not Chal, but were the Chomim Mekayim a Torah Sadarim or not? So put the Shmuel Rabbi Asi, the Tanan, born in the Dorm, Tirch Chomim, there are four in the Dorm, third parak in the Dorm, there's four in the Dorm, with Chomim were mad to them, the Chomim Chomim defined halachically that they're not Chal. Nidre Zuzin, Nidre Havoy, Nidre Shkogos, Nidre Oinsen. Of Omer of Yudam Rav, Asi, are born the Dorm, Alonu Tzvichim Sheila Lechachachamim. So, even though weaker than they're not Chal Dereisu, the person has to go through that Torah process to make it Mutter. So that's what Rav Asi said. Kemita Kamei de Shmuel, so Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel as well. Rav Asi was a Talmud of Rav, Shmuel, so I guess generations wise, Rav Asi was older than Rav Yehuda, so they're both Talmidim of Rav, but Rav Asi was an older Talmud. So Rav Asi had said this din, you need HaTorah. So Rav Yehuda says that later on, when I went to Shmuel, I told Shmuel that Rav Asi had said that you need HaTorah. So Shmuel Kiamrita Kamei the Shmuel, when I said over this statement of Rav Asi to Shmuel in front of Shmuel, Amali, so Shmuel said to me, to Rav Yehuda, Tana Katani Hitir Chachamim, the language of the Mishnah was, quote, the Chachamim were Matarit Matamarta Tzichem Sheila the Chachamim. So obviously no, there's no need for HaTorah. If the Mishnah not use a language of saying the Chachamim were Matarit, if you need to go through a Torah process. So by Nidre Oinsim and the other ones, they're automatically bottled. Okay, so now Zatim Mora, how do we apply that over here? Sarbon and Savri, now the Gersa, by the way, is Atamarta Shechon Shela Lechachem, not Lechachem. You have to go to Chachem to matter it. Sarbon and Savri Kishmuel. So the Pshat in the Mishnah over here, in the third case over here, the person argues he's an oinus, that this neder that he made, he can't live without wine. So that is going to be the equivalent of a Kabbalah, which is forcing upon him something that he never meant to live in Makabal. Like the case over there. It's the Kabbalah, which is forcing upon him something that he never meant to be Makabal. So Rabban and Sabi Kishmol, that's automatically bottle. Rav Shimon is Kiravasi, that he says Shimon Oyster means you have to go, you'll get a Hatorah, but you have to go through the Hatorah process. It's not automatically bottle. Okay, Dr. Rush. Bottom Rush on Yud Alchem and Aleph. But Martha Reisha also Shimon Matar. So Chodaita, the Morris, assuming right now in case number two, excuse me, case number three of the Mishnah, which is comparing two and three together, Reisha being over here, case number two. So in case number three, Shibashasi Zirusa like Kibbal Lav Yayin. That the case was, he wasn't Makabal Yayin, Bashasi Zirusa. That's case number two. So it should be the exact same thing as case number two. Save the Nazim Ikulo Vichum and Chadu. Kibbal Lav Nazirus Bistam. He was Makabal full Nazirus. Not like we said before, he wasn't Makabal Yayin. He was Makabal Yayin. Rachabor Lifne Chachim, Nistarit Al Isser Hayayin. Or Al Tumus Mason. Now he came with HaTorah. He's not miskaret on the other Yisurim, but this one, either this of Yain or this of Tuma, he's miskaret. So I thought I should get an out. So the end of the process is like the beginning. If you mekabel one thing that makes you a nazir, who would then nami seven zeros initial alechem mehen hutzur akol. So remove removing one makes you ois nazir. Okay. Now, there's a suggestion over here to fit into the next words of the Rosh. The feel of the mandomer, the neder shahutu miksosa lihurta kuloi. So there's a machlokes beisham beisilu by neder shahutu miksosa hutta kuloi or not. So we should argue that this really is that issue. So that the more that the Rosh, even if you hold neder shahutu miksosa lihurta kuloi, so a person makes a neder from teinim and teinim and anovim. Or the case of there was, he made a neder from Tatum and Novim for all these people, and then he says one of the people was his father. He says, I didn't want to be asked to my father. I mean, mat to my father. So is the rest of the neder botel or not? So that's a Makloikus neder shotim says, who's the kuloi? So the same thing over here. I mean, mat to Yayin, and the rest should be botel. The kiddush over here is even if you all loy hutter kuloi. So over there, when he's mat to the father, everybody else remains also. But over here, when you're mat to Yayin, everything else becomes botel. Halchem Moedosh, me time in the precious, the safe nozik, the tilas nozik. Over here, it's not that rule over there. This is a separate din. And the naziris either it stands as a unit, and it's all or nothing. Shimonami sarv soif nozik, the tilas nozik. Filaman darm, this lay, netter shutum exhausti, hurtur kuloi. And then, flip side, even though you hold over there, when a person said, tatim and anovim, when you matur tatim, anovim becomes botel, over here, not. Means it's three separate Kabbalas. Let's hold it here.